Good morning. This is Morning Edition 531 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Earlier this month, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office dropped its case against a Philly woman accused of running the city's top homicide prosecutor off the road with her car. Cassandra Franklin says she's still shaken by the high-profile incident and angry that the man who uprooted her life is not paying a bigger price for his actions. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has details.
Assistant District Attorney Anthony Voci told police that Franklin swerved directly in front of his motorcycle twice as he made his way home from a murder scene back in September. The 25-year-old was arrested early the next day, hours after a handful of squad cars showed up at her Eastmount area apartment complex. Franklin says police also towed her car before taking her into custody. She says she had no idea why.
I was just sitting there literally crying, confused the whole night.
Franklin was initially charged with aggravated assault, a felony, and a slew of lesser offenses. Those charges were later dropped, but she still faced one count of reckless endangerment and one count of reckless driving for an incident she says boils down to one thing, abuse of power.
I do feel like it was justice for my charges being dropped, because I feel like that's truly what should have happened. It should have never started in the first place. But I do feel like now what's the next step, because you should not have done that.
Critics say Voci has yet to face any real consequences for his actions. He's never faced any public scrutiny from his boss, District Attorney Larry Krasner. He was reassigned to the insurance fraud unit 2 months after his run-in with Franklin, but didn't take a pay cut. Former ADA David Fisher, who worked in the insurance fraud unit and has guided Franklin since the incident, says Voci has essentially lost nothing for using his power to escalate a traffic situation into a criminal case.
You want to demote somebody, you send them to the charging unit. You know, you're stuck down there and you're dealing with charging everybody in the city of Philadelphia on every charge that comes through that particular time and that particular night. Charging unit is the pits of the DA's office. Ask any DA and they'll tell you.
Through his spokesperson, Krasner declined to comment on the case or his decision to reassign Voci. The Philadelphia Police Department is currently investigating the incident after Franklin filed a complaint. Franklin has also retained a civil attorney to look into the matter. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.